Lecture 29, Process Philosophy, God in Time.
Lecture 29, Process Philosophy, God in Time. In the previous two lectures on 20th century philosophy of religion and theology, we've noticed a pervasive dissatisfaction with the Kantian legacy of objectifying experience, of the subject conceptualizing his or her experience and producing objects. Because that doesn't seem to be a good way of thinking about God or other persons. The alternative that has been developed by people like Barth in theology and Buber in talking about interpersonal relationships has focused on events. Have you noticed how that word event became so crucial? It's associated with that term that I introduced earlier, actualism. Right? The event of grace for Barth, the event of relation for Buber are events, not things. They're not something that we can possess. They're not objects that we can get a hold of. They're events that happen to us, and we don't control their happening. They're not part of an overarching scheme in time and space. They're not part of institutions. They're not part of the continuity of space and time. They're something that happens to us like a light that suddenly flashes and changes the whole scene, but then the light fades. So it's an event, but it's not something we can get a hold of. Behind this is a pervasive dissatisfaction with Western metaphysics and its insistence on timelessness, its insistence on God as a divine essence or substance, that whole Platonist legacy. And one way of getting a handle on what's going on here is to think in terms of the contrast between two kinds of metaphysics or two kinds of ontology, two accounts of being. One account, going back to Plato and Aristotle, has been called substance ontology, an account of being where what really is things, things in space, rocks, trees, human bodies, souls maybe. But even souls are somehow pictured as a thing, which has a kind of location, not literal location, but a thing, a substance, rather than an event. So contrast substance ontology with event ontology. Suppose that the basic units of being are not things that exist, but things that happen, events that take place. Suppose that events are the fundamental building blocks of reality rather than things. That's the kind of ontology I'd like to examine in this lecture. But let's start by imagining our way through this, because most of us, most of the time, think in terms of a substance ontology. When you ask, well, what is it that's real, and we're in an ordinary frame of mind and we're not talking about philosophy, we'll talk about tables and chairs and people, meaning those bodies that are sitting there in the chair. They're substances that take up space. It takes a little getting used to imagine an event ontology. But it's not that hard. Suppose we start with that body sitting in a chair. It's an organism, right? It's a living, breathing thing. And suppose we contrast the events in that body with the things in that body. We have categories for this. It's physiology versus anatomy, right? Which is more fundamental to the being of a living organism? It's anatomy or it's physiology? Well, a corpse still has anatomy. Right? That's why you can dissect it and learn about anatomy from a corpse. The living body has to have not just anatomy, but physiology. It has to have a set of processes, right? And that's where we'll get to process philosophy. It's not just one event. It's a whole sequence of events in a pattern. It's going to have digestion, circulation of the blood, the electrical charges in the nerves, the movements of the muscles. Those are all processes. Suppose that we identify the life of that body with those processes, and the things in the body, the organs of the body, are composed of processes, so that the events, the processes, the things that happen in time are the fundamental elements which make possible the things that exist in space. The substances, like livers and hearts and bones, are constituted by processes like circulation and digestion and growth.